But I wanted to continue. You obviously we've spoken about the war years, and I wanted to ask you both, starting with Estelle, how you sort of sensed South Perth post World War II.
Well, I was 16 when the war finished, and I know we took it was an exciting time for us at that age. We had a big group of friends, boys and girls, that we used to call our gang, and we used to do all the tennis thing. I think I've been through that, the sport thing on the weekends, and the hikes up into the hills and the train rides and things like that. But after the war, it did take a long time to get back to, 5 years after the war, when we were married, we still had to take our ration books away with us when we went on our honeymoon. And that was 5 years after the war had finished. Mm. But things took a while to settle down, but it was an exciting time with people coming back from overseas and families being reunited. And it was...
My impression is there was a sense of optimism, but people sort of slotted absolutely. Back into...
Absolutely. It was a very joyous time for us. We were young and enjoying every second of life and making the most of it.
What do you recall still being rationed 5 years after the war?
Well, mainly the food line, I think. The tea and the sugar and the butter and things like that. We had to take our coupons with us. I don't know whether they actually asked them for us, but we did. We were told when we booked that we had to bring them. Clothing, I think, had stopped. There wasn't any coupons for clothing that far after the war, but I think it was mainly food that I can remember. I don't know about meat.
I was going to ask the next question, go to Morris, and you know, being in the butchering game, the rationing that might have continued post World War II.
Yes, well, we started our own business in 1948. And I think we only had about a fortnight of rationing. It cut out about a fortnight after we opened. But for the last couple of years of meat rationing, it was never very serious. They just used to bring the book in and you'd cut all the coupons out for the months and send them in. And it was always enough. Some people didn't use it, some people did. But it was always balanced out that you had enough to send in for what you had, what you'd purchased. So it wasn't a very big problem. But petrol, for instance, carried on for quite a while after the war, and there's a lot of conjecture there about petrol rationing. Places like Italy and some of the European countries cut out petrol rationing before Australia did. And I think it was a big election promise, you know, that somebody put up that if elected we will stop petrol rationing.
Mm.